Dictation for Arnold, A-R-N-O-L-D, Walling, W-A-L-L-I-N-G, December 5, 26. Addressed as a letter to Dr. Mary M-U-R-R-A-Y, 4639360. Dear Dr. Mary, follow up Mr. Walling, multiple hospital admissions, resident of Arbor, A-R-B-O-R, Groove, G-R-O-O-V as in Victor E, comes accompanied with son. His major complaining, persistent dyspnea. He weight around 187 from previously 193. Oral intake is poor. He does not like the facility food. Mouth, throat is very dry. Denies vomiting. Denies dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination. He's careful with the salt. Overall fluid intake is probably 1.5 liters or less. Compliant with medications. Other review system done. Today in a wheelchair, hard of hearing. I review medications. He is back on Ativant that he's been taking for the last 35, 40 years. In the hospital was discontinued. He was placed on Buspar, but he has problems with night dreams, hallucinations. He was seen by psychiatrists in January, telemedicine. They advise transition to Buspar, probably adding Zoloft and hydroxyzine. Today, blood pressure was 103.67. Recognizes me, hard of hearing, soft voice, but no expressive aphasia, no facial asymmetry, resound decrease on basis, no ralwises, no pericardial rap, no ascites, no edema, non-focal. Chemistries. Shows malanemia around 11, GFR around 20, stage 4. Minor low sodium and low potassium, elevated bicarbonate from diuretics, and normal albumin calcium. I want to mention that he has low ejection fraction, 41%, and grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. There is no nephrotic syndrome. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. We have a very prolonged discussion with review the reason for his difficulty breathing, dyspnea related to his heart, advanced renal failure, the use of diuretics, keeping a balance between breathing and do not compromising renal failure, as he will not be a candidate for dialysis given his age and comorbidities and quality of life. There is no evidence for nephrotic syndrome. There is no severe metabolic acidosis. There is anemia, but not severe. No potassium abnormalities. There is a strong component of anxiety. I will advise follow the instructions from psychiatry. I will not oppose the use of Ativan given his age, quality of life, and likely short survival. Concerns for dependency on this medication is of no significance given his age. He is not ready to go to hospice. He still wants treatment. We discussed all these issues extensively. This was a very prolonged visit. End of dictation. All questions answered.